this could be a mistake. If you notice a slight lengthening of some of my vowels, it's because I'm at a 40th birthday party, a very good friend of mine. Sorry, I'm at a very good friend of mine's birthday party.
30th.
And there's a large number of people here, and I'm meeting new people for the first time, of which you are one.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. What's your, can I say your pen name?
Tracy Bloom.
Tracy Bloom. And if you Google Tracy Bloom, like I just did a moment ago, the first hit is today's Guardian.
Exactly. How ridiculous is that? Yes.
Why?
I've been in the Guardian. Well, I self-published a book in mid-April, and I got to number one on the Kindle charts, and they approached me to do an interview to talk about self-publishing and how it's evolving and how people are taking advantage of it and how it's actually a brilliant way to reach people now, whereas two or three years ago it wasn't, and now it is, and it is a very exciting time for it, really.
Are you a seasons writer? Have you been writing for many, many years and you're thinking I'll have a go at self-publishing?
No, I can't. Do you know what? When I was at I cannot remember writing fiction at school at all. My career was marketing, and I was head of marketing for Alton Towers. And then my, as I call him, my cruel, heartless husband whisked me away to America with his job. And at that point, I just had a kid, and I thought, I've always wanted to write a book. So I did, and just got on with it. And never dreamed in a million years I'd get anywhere. And managed to get some publishing and deals overseas. Got nowhere in the UK. And it's a romantic comedy, and I think my sense of humour is very British. And just didn't get a deal, so that's why I went into self-publishing, and it's just been fantastic.
How many rejection letters did you get before you decided to self-publish?
Well, I got an agent really quickly, and we went to all the major publishers, and they all said no. So, and that was about two or three years ago. So it's quite nice to get a bit of success now.
Is it still a bit of a shock?
Totally. It's extremely surreal. And I think I knew I always wanted to write a book at some stage. And how you visualise that is you want to see your book in a bookshop. But actually all my success has been through Amazon. So your success is watching your book go from 10,000 to 4,000 to 1,000 to 200 to number one in the Kindle chart. And that's not how you visualise it. And yet, it's brilliant.
It's incredible watching that kind of countdown.
Yeah, and you literally wake up in the middle of the night and you go...
What kind of numbers? Do they tell you how many numbers are required?
I published mid-April, and so far I've sold 145,000. Which is stupid.
It's incredible. I mean, are there that many Kindle owners in the UK?
Yeah.
We're talking international sales.
That's UK.
Wow.
Yeah, which is brilliant. And I think what's lovely about it is it allows you to reach people that I wouldn't have been able to do had I been relying on traditional publishers.
But surely they're kicking your door down now.
We're talking to them, but the entire publishing industry is going through such change and such flux. So we've been very successful doing it through Amazon. And actually, it's quite now... So yes, they are talking to us, but it's hard for them to compete with the kind of success we've had and to offer us the deal that would make it worthwhile. So it's a fascinating turn of events where suddenly you're like, actually, I'm not sure I want a major publisher. I want to get into retail, and that certainly is where I need to be, and that's what we're aiming at, is that we want to get into retail. And I would love to. I've learned so much by self-publishing about what publishers actually do, and I have total respect for what they do, and it's very difficult. And I would still love to work with a major publisher and have that support and have their contacts. But I love the fact that it's all changing, and you're empowered to get out there and get a book out there, and 145,000 people potentially reading it and it's just happened, and you're like, how brilliant is that?
Now, you must tell me the title of the book.
It's No One Ever Has Sex on a Tuesday.
And a brief synopsis without giving it away to me?
It's about a woman who goes to a school reunion and ends up in bed with her childhood sweetheart. And they agree never to see each other ever again because she's got a boyfriend, he's married. Then 8 months later, they meet at an antenatal class. She's pregnant, and it could be his child, or it could be her boyfriend's. He's got a wife, he's pregnant with twins, and it's what happens.
Oh my goodness. Is this based on any real...
No, it's not a true story.
No. Did your other half go, hang on a second, I'm a bit uncomfortable with this plot?
No, not at all. No, I think a lot of it was inspired by... We went to antenatal classes, and it just struck me that antenatal classes are such an odd gathering of people. You've got all these, have you got kids yourself? Or so you go to these classes and they are random people who don't know each other, and you talk about the most intimate things and the most amazing experience of your life, and there's a woman sat there with knitted breasts in front of you, and you just have the most random. And I just thought the opportunity for comedy and for drama in that scenario was fantastic.
Immense.
Yeah, and so that's kind of where the inspiration came from, was all, you know, came from there. And it's, and what's been lovely is a lot of people have, so the power of social media, a lot of people have tweeted me to say, I totally empathise with that, and get loads of reviews on Amazon saying, yeah, that was me, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, which is brilliant, you know, the whole, and that's how the world's changing, is it? Particularly for writers, is that you can be very connected to your readers, is brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, that they can tell you, they tweet me to say, I've just read your book, laughed out loud at this, wanted him to be the guy who got the girl, and it's instant, and that's amazing.
It is. It's an incredible world we live in. You're obviously completely in the middle of all this craziness at the moment. Are you even thinking of writing something else?
Well, funny you should mention that. So I'd already written a second book, which is totally unrelated. So that will be released next Friday.
Next Friday, because you're releasing it, you know exactly when it's
released. Yeah, exactly. It comes out next. It's already up for pre-order, and it's called Single Woman Seeks Revenge. So that's about a woman who goes back and gets revenge on every man who ever broke her heart.
Oh my God!
Yeah, in very unusual ways. So that's that comes out next week, and that, again, the beauty of self-publishing, you can do it like that, which you cannot do through traditional means. And then in terms of writing, I'm going to write the sequel to No One Ever Has Sex on Tuesday, which will be called No One Ever Has Sex After a Baby.
Wow. Now, give a tip before telling us where people can find you online. Give a tip to those sitting there going, I want to do that. I've got a book in my head.
Right.
How do I do it?
Just do it. I have nothing in my background that says I am qualified to think I could write a book that over 100,000 people want to buy and read. Nothing. So therefore, what that says to me is, if you want to do it, just do it. And it might not be easy, and it might take a while. So I wrote this book 4 or 5 years ago, and suddenly, you know, I've got to the place where I want to be with it. And you just got to, God, you don't want to look back and go, I never tried it. So just do it. Get on with it. Enjoy it. If it doesn't work, great, you tried it. If it does, brilliant.
And where can people find you online?
On amazon.co.uk, and I'm actually also on amazon.com.
And your Twitter name?
At Tracy B. Bloom.
Thank you very much indeed.
Is that all right?